This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Southeast is getting soaked today. Rain and thunderstorms. There could be flooding. These thunderstorms could be severe and pound parts of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. Forecasters talking about damaging winds, hail, and maybe tornadoes. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today in New York, and Michael Cohen will be back on the witness stand.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors Monday about the $130,000 payment he made to Stormy Daniels in 2016 so that she would stay quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Cohen testifying that Trump told him if the news got out during the election, women would hate him, and that the story was about to get out in the Daily Mail and she had to be paid. Cohen says Trump told him he'd be paid back. Prosecutors say Trump paid Cohen back, labeled it legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump denying those charges. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
It's a dangerous moment in Ukraine, say experts. This morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there, assuring President Zelensky of American support as Ukraine battles Russia.
We know this is a challenging time, but we also know that in the near term, the assistance is now on the way. Some of it's already arrived. More of it will be arriving. And that's going to make a real difference against the ongoing Russian aggression on the battlefield.
President Zelensky is asking for more air defense systems. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating crashes involving Waymo's self-driving vehicles. It's gotten 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or maybe violating traffic laws. Caitlin Clark's much-anticipated WNBA debut is tonight in Connecticut. This is AP News. There's word of dozens of probation officers who've been put on leave in Los Angeles. The AP's Donna Warder with this story.
The Los Angeles County Probation Department says that over the past 5 months, it's put 66 of its officers on administrative leave for suspected offenses such as sexual abuse, excessive force, and drug possession. The department made the announcement Monday, saying it wants to regain public trust as it roots out employees engaged in misconduct. The probation officers were assigned to both the department's adult and juvenile operations. Officials say that of the 66 officers, 39 were cited for general misconduct, which includes suspected use of excessive force, child endangerment or abuse, possession of contraband, and negligent supervision. 18 were put on leave for suspected sexual misconduct. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.